Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Tigers continue to be engaged with other teams in discussing the Tarik Skubal trade options. Still unclear whether they'll actually move the left-hander for in a big trade. The asking prices are enormous, as you could imagine. He could be the biggest difference maker for a team. Obviously. Detroit would have to get significant value in return to do this. Tigers can end the conversation at any point by announcing they're keeping him. So based off of that, like we were just talking about before, who do I want? Based off of that and common sense, Detroit is not paying Skubal $400 million. They would absolutely be idiots to hold on to him and risk any kind of injury, subpar performance. Their highest return right now for Skubal. That's the best return they're going to do. His value will not be higher. The idea that it would be, and I've seen some reports that say that, at the deadline is asinine. You right now in the offseason have a chance where a team could have him for a full season, make a mega move in the offseason, and I'm thinking about the Mets. Think about what Skubal does to the Mets and invigorating the fan base and the fanfare.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So you can't tell me that Skubal, who maybe the Mets would be his best suitor, would be more valuable to them at the trade deadline than he is right now. He wouldn't. They definitely have to give up less. So for me, that's where the Mets should be. Not Joe Ryan and Buxton, not Peralta. It should be Skubal. Hone in, zone in, focus, whatever you need to do. Bullseye on what do we need to do to get Skubal. Forget Alonso, forget Diaz. All about Skubal. That's where the Mets' focus should be.
I didn't see Seaver in his prime, but I can only imagine what Old Shea Stadium sounded like when Tom was on the mound. I was right there when Dwight Gooden was coming up with the K-corner, and it sounded like just about nothing I've ever heard before New York sports, and you had to be there to remember that sound. And if you were, you agree with me. Prime, you know, vintage, you know, however short it was, Matt Harvey, think that. And then think Skubal on the mound, 60 feet, 6 inches away in the middle of a baseball diamond in Queens with 40,000 plus people cheering on what they anticipate to be strikeout number 13. I mean, there's just not many guys like him.
Right.
So I agree with everything that you said. Counterpoint, though.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm the Tigers, is it worth a play? Hey, Tarik, 87 wins a year ago. Now, they didn't win the division. They lost by a game or two to the Guardians, as we know. But we all anticipate the Guardians stripping down further, mm-hmm. which means they should take a step back. Why wouldn't the Tigers make a couple of bold offseason moves to maybe, you know, like reinvigorate Skubal's desire to stay in Detroit when he becomes a free agent?
Because they can't pay him. They're not going to. I guess anybody can.
Okay.
They're not going to pay him $400. Dude, you saw the disparity in where the offer was.
They paid Miggy Cabrera those years ago.
I know, but the fact
I can pay Tarik Skubal.
They were like a couple of $100 million apart or something like that Heyman reported.
It's early.
It was absurd. Here's the thing. I wouldn't argue and say there's no way that they would be better off just taking a run at it. Forget his contract beyond this year. They, in my mind, have two options because they're not giving him $400 million, which he's going to get on the open market. Or at least he might get more than that. They have two options. One, you trade him now and maximize the return on a player that you know you're not going to be able to sign beyond this year. Two, you bite the bullet and say, we know we're going to risk losing him for nothing, but we're taking a run at going to win a World Series. Now, do you think that that's the smart play if you're the Detroit Tigers?
No, I think it's the dumbest of the two, but that's why I kind of give you the other one where it's kind of a hybrid where if you add some funds to the roster and you really, for whatever their all-in is in Detroit, you kind of you try to move up to that, and then maybe you try to incentivize. Maybe he loves it there. But if he gets to the World Series, maybe he stays.
But, BT, it's not that he wants to leave because he doesn't like being in Detroit.
You're going to say they can't pay him.
Well, no.
They won't pay him.
He wants more money.
Yeah, and
so
I'm saying
like,
pay him.
Okay, it's a winning situation.
Pay the guy. Bleep you. Pay me like Ari used to say.
Different story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Story. Different story. But if they're not going to pay him, this is not trying to lure Scooble to stay.
Yeah.
It's two options. Either have him here to go take your best shot at winning a World Series or trade him to build your club better without him, because you're not going to... I mean, the third option would be sign him long-term, which it doesn't seem like they could do. I'm fine with that option if you're Detroit, sure. If I'm in Detroit, I'm saying, what are you doing? You got to sign this guy here. Come on, he's our ace. He's a stud. Lock him up long-term. You shouldn't be trying to trade him. But would you run the risk of keeping him for 1 year, hoping that it ends up in a World Series berth, knowing that you could lose him for nothing? That wouldn't make any sense to me. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-8811.
Real fast, think about this, Sal. So I know the Baez thing was a disaster, and he's got a little more time on that contract. How the hell do you justify paying Javi Baez $25 million? But maybe even more so, they brought in Jack Flaherty a year ago. They gave him almost $30 million.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is not the Pirates here.
I'm not
saying the Marlins. I think now, I don't think that, I think they'd have to swallow hard to make the numbers work. But I actually think there's a way, if they want to, and if they don't want to, then they may as well pack up shop. They're idiots. I think that they could actually pay him.
I'm just going off of the reports. I don't know Detroit's finances.
I got him in front of me.
I don't really care. The report.
Glaber's making $15 million.
But I'm saying the report. This is an actual report from John Heyman. This is a couple weeks ago, whatever it was. Or even dated back to, I think, last year. It wasn't like, well, they're $100 million apart or $50 million apart. It was a significant, I forget the exact amount.
Was it 200?
I thought so. It was, whatever it was, it was like, wow, that's not even close. Like, their offer was maybe $150 million. He's going to get $400 if he hits the open market. If he hits the open market, do you think Detroit would be willing to outbid Steve Cohen and the Mets?
No, nor would he outbid the Yankees and the Dodgers and three or four of them. No, they would get destroyed. No chance.
You're not keeping them.
I agree.
But
that's why you try to do that preemptively now by building a real team around. They're good, but I mean even better. And, you know, maybe, unless in $150 is not going to cut it, but if you can get to, you know, north of $300 million. I mean, Detroit's not
maybe
market number 97. It's almost the top 10 market.
They'd have a shot. They haven't even gotten close to 300.
That's on them. That's a them problem. I don't know how you don't. That's just disgusting.
Point. So, which leads us to he might be and is being shopped and might be available. Yeah, the price is going to be enormous. Okay, as it should be. Still, go get him. And if they don't like it, then you just wait until he hits free agency and then you get him next year. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Steve is calling from Long Island. What's up, Steve?
Hey, boys. Go back to NBA for a minute if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Before I talk about Giannis to the Knicks, a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about going to the AC/DC concert.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I was listening to that.
I'll be there. MetLife.
I thought you were struggling for 80 bands, and I'm yelling, at the top of my lungs in my car, Van Halen.
I love Van Halen. Yeah, of course.
True.
A little Hop the Teacher.
At the time you were struggling, you were thinking like Zeppelin and some other
bands. Listen, Stevie, we'll leave it. I had a lot on my mind, buddy. I know my 80s bands. Don't worry, dude. But thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy AC/DC. Anyway.
7 months from now.
I would love to see Giannis to the Knicks, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the Bucks want Cat. They have Miles Turner.
They don't want Cat.
It's going to need to be Brunson and like OG, and I don't think the Knicks do that.
Yeah, and the other thing, Steve, I think you're probably right. I'm with you on the instincts. Why would the Bucks want Cat? I mean, you know, same age, inferior player, obviously a very good player, but he's not Giannis. And they did sign Miles Turner, so I think then again, and they're both a little softish. It's not like Miles Turner is a throwback post player. He likes to float those jump shots up as well. So a little redundancy there. I think the problem here, because they don't want Cat, is that if they do want Bridges can't be dealt until what, February? What is that, February 5th? Is that
February
it?
1st.
February 1st, okay.
Oh, so he can't be dealt.
He cannot, even if they want to. They can agree on the terms. It can't happen until February 1.
I knew that, but yesterday we screwed that up because in my mind I'm thinking he has to be traded before February. For some reason I have my wires crossed with that one. But
you could trade OG, I guess, tomorrow, even though he's hurt. You could trade whomever else you want. Yeah, if the Bucks were adamant about Bridges, you have to wait till February.
Okay, enough basketball. So per Feinstein.
Oh, here we go.
Nothing definitive here. Per Feinstein,
enough basketball.
I've had it. The Mets and Orioles are among the favorites. That's a quote. Among the favorites for Framber Valdez.
There you go.
Baltimore's GM was in Houston's front office during Valdez's four seasons. I'm just reading this here. This is a post I'm seeing on SNY Mets feed here on social media. But the Mets and Orioles, according to Mark Feinstein of MLB.com, are among the favorites for Framber Valdez. Here's the thing. I'm fine with Valdez. How much is he going to get?
I'm going to say 7 years, 210. That's what I'm going to call.
Oh.
I mean, you got to give up something to get the guy.
I know, but I don't know if I'd rather pay somebody less than... I'd rather have Suarez at a better value than Valdez. Is he an ace? He had a 3.66 ERA last year. He's not an ace?
He's not an ace. I think he's a really, really good two.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so then where are you getting the ace? Are you going to be able to pay Valdez $210 million and then get Skubal on top of that?
No. I don't think you
would
do that.
Well, then why would you sign Valdez and take yourself out of the running for Skubal? That's stupid.
I'm going to tell you. Well, but this is where it becomes very interesting because Valdez very well might have multiple offers soon. And if the Tigers are sitting there twiddling their thumbs, the Mets have to decide, all right, I mean, are they going to trade him or not? And if they wait for them to trade him so that then they can pounce, which I would understand because Skubal's 10 times better than Valdez, but then Skubal's not traded, but yet Valdez signs with Baltimore, well, then you're right back where you were a year ago. Now you got to make trades. It's just with other people and maybe overpay other free agents. I'm almost guaranteeing that Valdez is going to be in Queens.
There's more in here from Feinstein about the pitchers. We'll take a break, come back, and go over that good article here from Mark Feinstein at MLB.com.
Okay. Okay.
We'll break it down, go over some of the options here as it pertains to the free agent arms.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.